so I know the footage exists, because if we're sitting here talking and we're in a conversation, let's say right now we sit down, we talk for like 32 minutes without noticing the cameras, then there's going to be 2 minutes of footage that doesn't exist. So I try to like stop it before 30 minutes.
Gotcha.
So everything's accounted.
Why would you do that? Just
it's just a 30-minute recording time. Yeah. It's just the cameras. Not like anything's wrong with them or anything. Good there.
Where does it record up to, like shoulder up or like
the video?
Yeah.
I'd say you guys right now are probably like belly button and probably like 8 inches above your head.
Okay, cool. As long as I'm not getting crotch shots here.
That's fine.
As long as I don't
that's
get
what
hard.
The casting couch is all about.
As long as I don't get a hard on mid show, you know.
So what I got is
yo.
You don't have to necessarily look at the camera because we're just gonna have a conversation. The cameras are just added context for the perfect. The listener, so. You'll look at the camera for the intro and stuff right. Like that, but.
So I got Bill's schedule. We can do a draft. Anything right. About golf, like golf etiquette, golf rules.
Yeah.
And just like shoot the shit.
Yeah, I have to like look at the schedule, I guess.
We got it up right here.
You got it right.
Okay, I have it screenshotted as well.
You boys ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Let me get this timer going here. All right.
What up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Men's Locker Room. We are back here on camera, and I am followed by our two favorite Joes. What's going on, boys?
It's been a minute, man. This feels weird. Yeah. I kind of like the setup, though.
You like it?
Yeah, well, yeah. Kroom's got it going on over here, man. I'm digging
it. Throw it on me.
Yeah, it's definitely something new for you guys. I've been slowly dabbling into it myself, I think since February. I've been doing this, and it's actually finally comfortable.
Yeah, you know, it's my second time doing this, because I know we did it last Saturday. I kind of feel a little bit more comfortable already.
Yeah.
I don't.
Last week I was nervous, because I talk with my hands, so I didn't know, like, what to do. Like, I'm over here and shit. Like,
they're not going to see that anyway.
Definitely not, yeah. But I didn't know, like, where to talk to, you know, right, just look right. Back and forth. But, like I said last week, you know, talking in front of a camera, a lot different.
Oh yeah,
just a little bit.
Yeah,
but
it takes you. I'm like, I don't know where to look. Like, I look at you, I look at you.
Yeah.
So over there, it's like, where do I look? I'm gonna like look this way.
Yeah.
Just like give the illusion I'm looking at something.
Yeah.
Definitely. But yeah, how you been, bro? I haven't seen you.
I don't, man. I feel like a rookie getting back to this stuff.
I know.
When's the last one you did?
It has to be over a month ago.
I can look.
Yeah.
I can look.
At least.
Well, because you took a little bit off too, and I would assume that was kind of but right around that time as well.
I feel like we
because you did a couple pods without me. I know because I haven't been able to come out there for a while.
We did one when you were in Nashville.
Yeah,
I think that was our last one. I think our last one was March 18th.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then like we took like a 4 week break. Like I just needed to reset. Like, I know we're not, like, big and mainstream, but, like, there's so much to it that people don't know. And it just got caught up with it. And, like, I wanted new merch. And then that whole Cleveland trip, bro, like, that still haunts me about that.
Life just kind of happens, man. You know, we're all kind of at that point in our life. I mean, you settled into a house, which is nice. You know, I'm still looking, you know, and then some back issues and, you know, talking with mortgage guys and stuff like that. So, you know.
Definitely.
I feel like I'm at like a quarter life crisis. Like I'm gonna be 25 in November, and I'm like,
and you're already having back issues.
Back issues for like 8 years.
Yeah.
I slipped on a driveway, screwed up some discs, and just haven't been the same.
What's
the driveway look like?
Yeah.
Cracked.
Okay.
Yeah. Destroyed it.
Yeah. Did you have any type of like legal shit with that?
No, because it was at my buddy's house.
Fuck your buddy. Man, get your money, dog. Your buddy fucked your life up. All he had to do was salt it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't even really, I mean, all that icy. I mean, wet, yeah, but I mean, it really wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
So not enough to go be like, yo, I'm suing you within an inch of your life, like, because my back is jacked up now.
Yeah, but now you have to walk around with the story knowing your friend blew your back out.
But it wasn't his fault. It was almost self-inflicted, you know what I mean?
You were like, yeah, let me fucking look at this banana peel. Let me go step on it.
Yo, while you're falling down, you're like looking back to like, is he coming? Like, is he going to do this? Or, but yeah, you know, like I said, like I had to take a little break off because I got so tired with it and, you know, with work and everything and just, you know, being at home, it's just, I needed like a little reset, but I'm happy that we're all back together. You know, Matt's doing his baseball thing right now, so he won't be with us for a while, but it's good to be back, you know, with the core.
Yeah.
You know, so we're back. What else is back is the Bills schedule that just dropped, and I'm kind of surprised.
About the primetime?
A little bit.
The primetime Bills?
Yeah.
In full effect?
Yeah.
You think that just it's like the added pressure or no?
I think so.
I don't know if it's added. I think they thrive in primetime.
Yeah.
Seems like we always
I feel like play. Now we don't have a fucking choice. How many 1 o'clock games are there even now?
I think there's five, and I'm pretty sure four of them are in like the first like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
We have one against New England like late in the season, but I mean, we got like 3 8 o'clock games in a row.
Remember like
Thursday,
a couple,
Monday, Sunday, something yeah. like that.
Remember like a couple years ago, like we didn't have any like primetime games.
And everybody bitched about it.
Yeah.
And now like that's all we have.
It's all mm-hmm. we have.
And people are still bitching about it.
Yeah.
Right.
I like the way the schedule is like as opposed to home games. How all like most of the home games are early in the year.
Right.
So like there's not that many cold games like to where like you're going to Orchard Park and right. just, you know, freezing your ass off week after week. Which I'm sure will still probably happen in November, but
for sure.
It's not as bad as it was last year, I don't think.
Not.
I mean, the weather's going to be whatever it is at that point, but who the hell knows there. But I'm pretty sure, I think there's like three games between like November and December that are at home, so.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I see you got the schedule up there, so let's roll it down and then we'll go week by week. We'll see if it's a dub or not.
They're all dubs.
All dubs?
They're all dubs.
They don't. We don't have a choice.
Yeah, we don't lose this year. Oh, no. First game of the year, first Monday night game of the year is in New York. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
New Jersey Jets,
sorry.
Yeah.
There's only one New York team.
Right.
What a terrible home opener game for the Bills, though.
The week after?
Yeah, like, yeah. What? Like, yeah, here, we'll just give you Vegas.
Yeah. So week one is a dub.
It's going to be a good game, dude. Like,
it'll be a good game.
You going?
Yeah.
Head out to New York?
Oh, no. New Jersey, sorry. No, I can't. The Jets fans and me, no.
No?
Yes.
Bad blood?
Yes.
Yeah. History?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You don't have to go into detail if you don't want to.
I'm a O.J. Simpson fan, you know, and for all the crybaby females out there, that's on you. But I'm just a fan of his accomplishments. Like, all the other bullshit is irrelevant to anything that has to do with my interest in that. So, like, I would wear an O.J. Simpson jersey to the games. And this was, like, I would buy a front row ticket.
In New York?
Yeah.
New Jersey.
So, I bought a front row ticket to the Bills and Jets game, the game where they beat the shit out of us, where they were dancing on us at halftime.
Yeah.
And, like, the amount of shit that people talk to me, you would have swore I was fucking O.J. Simpson. Like, I had fingers being, like, pushed in my face, like, talking about I was the murderer. Like, I did something. And then,
if it doesn't fit.
Like, it was just wild to me.
Yeah.
Like, it was just wild to me, like, the weird-ass energy. And, like, that's when I would bring my camera to games. So, like, I have no problem, like throwing hands at all. But, like, knowing, like, that I had, like, pretty much my life with me, I was like, bro, I can't. But the coolest thing about that situation, I mean, I respect Bill's Mafia anyway. But, like, it was me and my friend Lee. And this kid was just talking shit. And it just got to the point where it's like, okay, like, I'll put the camera down and we can do this. Because I'm never going to come back to the stadium anyway. So if I get kicked out of here, I'm cool with it. So this kid's talking shit and we're just going back and forth. And, you know, his girlfriend's pushing him back and stuff. And I love it. I enjoy that kind of shit, unfortunately. So, like, you know, the situation's happening, whatever. And then he's, like, being a dick to his girlfriend because she's trying to stop him from this altercation. And she smacks him. And I just hear a bunch of like, oh, I look around and it's like 30 other fucking Bills fans ready to fight this dude with me. And I'm like, I don't even know these people or anything. I was like, that's when I was like, yeah, Bills Mafia is dope as fuck.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
But
yeah.
I'll never go back there because that's where my head's at already. So I just like, I'm going to come back and get my lick back. So I'm just like, I'm just
going here to start trouble.
I'm going to sit right the fuck here and watch it right the fuck there and do Perfect. Myself a favor.
Yeah, Perfect. Absolutely. Yeah, I feel like those fans are just absolutely crazy. Like, there's like if there was a low-tier fan list, like, they'd be right there.
Yeah.
Like, they're scums.
I just feel like it's going to be a good game because...
I really do, too.
Unfortunately, I feel like our division improved tremendously as far as, like, the moves that were made in the offseason.
Definitely.
And we didn't do shit.
I mean, we did what we could, I think.
Oh, well, absolutely. But, like, we couldn't do anything. Yeah. But, like, you think about, like, the accusations of, like...
How much better did we need to get? I mean, we were.
Yeah, but I don't think we got better.
I don't think we got worse though either.
We barely won games last year.
Some of them, yeah.
You know, the Jets game was a good game.
Well, I mean,
the Dolphins game was a good game.
That first game that we played the Jets was the one that Josh screwed up his elbow, and then the second one was, I'm pretty sure the weather was miserable.
I'm
not making excuses.
Yeah, but you kind of are.
I mean, we're making excuses, but at the same time, it's like. They still won. I mean, we're so accustomed to like.
Yeah, but now, they got better.
They got better, but I mean, we're talking like last year was like. I feel like I talked to so many people about the Bills, and you know, I work in a shop with a bunch of, you know, couch coaches, a bunch of guys that are couch GMs, and they're like, "Oh, we should do this. We should do this," and they're like, "Oh, the Bills, they sucked at the end." I'm like, "You do realize still? I mean, we did go 13-3. I mean, I realize at the end of the season." Wasn't what we wanted it to be, but 13-3. I mean, 5 years ago, it was unheard of for the Bills to go 13-3. So yeah, maybe
eight
they
games.
Weren't. What's that?
To win eight games.
I was about to say maybe it's not like the games weren't blowouts like they were like 2 years prior when we went to the AFC Championship. But I mean, what were the three games we lost last year? I mean Minnesota, which was our fault.
Should have won. Yeah,
our fault because we tried to run a QB sneak on the half yard line.
The Jets
and,
game.
And, you know, anything that happened, the Jets game, which was like 20-12 or something like that or whatever. Well, I don't even remember.
Yeah, but I think the only reason we lost any games was because the Jets exposed our fucking defense.
Yeah.
I can't even think of the third loss. We lost to Miami. That game that was like 108 degrees.
Going
down with heat exhaustion and stuff like that. But
well, hopefully last season was just pushed out the window. I mean, the Bills were like haunted with everything that happened here in Buffalo. You know, we had the shooting, you know, with everything with Hamlin, Josh Allen, you know, Poyer going down, Hyde going down. You know, it's just.
It's do or die this year, though. Like, if we can't get it done this year, we're going back to square one. It's going to be a long journey.
It's going to be rebuild?
I wouldn't necessarily say that, but we kind of don't have a choice. The money's not going to just magically appear. Somebody's got to go.
Well,
you know, I feel like as long as Josh is our quarterback, we're gonna be pretty damn good.
Yeah, we'll be relevant,
but
we'll be a playoff team.
We need, you know, the pieces.
Well, I'm interested to see. I mean, I'm just trying to think of like what other teams did in the offseason in our division. And what we did.
Well, Miami probably signed like seven running
backs. I think
backs.
The Dolphins did a phenomenal job.
Outside of Jalen Ramsey, I mean, what else am I missing?
But that's huge.
Is it?
Yes.
Is he right now at this point in his career that much better than Byron Jones was?
I don't know. I also think he brings the veteran mentality.
He does.
Like the experience
but
is
I
a
also
huge
watched
game.
Diggs toast him in LA game one last year. I mean, I feel like the Bills said, okay, every team in the division is loading up on those outside corners. Howard, Ramsey. The Jets got Sauce Gardner and I don't know why I'm blanking on the other guy's name opposite of him. Regardless.
Adams just came over there too.
The Patriots
or
just
not
drafted.
Adams, Randall Cobb.
In New York, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Patriots on defense drafted a corner, first round? Christian Gonzalez from Oregon, and they're going to pair him with, like, I don't know why I'm blanking on AFC East corners right now, but everybody attacked the outside, so the Bills went first-round draft and got a guy on the inside. I mean, you want to lock up the outsides? Okay, we'll beat you over the middle. I don't know. I think we made the right moves to accommodate what other teams are doing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we also made the only moves we could have.
With money, sure. I mean, losing Edmonds kills.
It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, too, because – you know, it's weird, though, because you have so many Tremaine Edmonds haters, too, for whatever reason. Like, obviously, the dude, like, makes things happen. But, it's like, that's just how football works. If you can have, you know, 60 great plays, but if you had one bad play, that's all people care about. That's where he gets his hatred from. But I think his understanding of the game and his athletic ability is going to be very, very missed. I mean, look at this picture right here. Like, look at Matt Stafford trying to throw a football right there with Tremaine Edmonds right there.
6'5" with like what, 7 foot wingspan?
Like that's like you're not filling that void. You know, like maybe somebody's going to be faster or better at like, you know, pass coverage and stuff like that. But like Tremaine Edmonds was very, very well rounded, and, and obviously you know that because he got paid too. So
right. There's a reason he was a first round pick that we moved up to get. I mean, we didn't move up to get him for nothing. I mean, he's a talented, like you said, well-rounded. Maybe he's not the best in pass coverage, and maybe he's not the best sideline to sideline, but he is good at everything. You know, I think he was a top five to top seven middle linebacker in the league for the last 2 to 3 years.
It's going to be interesting to see these younger guys that we got last year and the year before to see if they can fill that void, to see if they're ready for the moment.
Right.
You know, but I also feel like it's good to see that too, because, you know, you have that chip on your shoulder now. You're like, because now you have expectations or like shoes to fill. And I'm sure that's just an additive to what needs to be done. So
I'm really interested to see who's going to take that spot.
Yeah.
Is he going to be the rookie? Is he going to be a day one starter? Is it going to be Dotson? Is it going to be Spectre? Is it going to be, I mean,
yeah,
there's options. I mean, is it going to be a rotation? I don't see how it can be a rotation. I think you need that one guy to play middle linebacker.
Yeah, they're not going to play it like the D-line where you can just.
Who's going to be that dude?
So I got the Miami Dolphins 2023 offseason moves, and then we can move on. But before I go into that, you remember last year the AFC West was going to be like the best division?
Yeah.
I think the AFC East is now the best division.
Oh, for sure. It's let me watch football. Like, that's
right. Yeah.
You know, any of these four teams they're going to be on your television on a Sunday night and a Monday night, you're interested.
For sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll just do like the bigger names, because some of these names I've never seen before. Obviously, Joe said with Jalen Ramsey. They re-signed Raheem Mostert. They signed free agent David Long Jr., linebacker, and Andrew Horn Grinkle, re-signing him. Re-signed Jeff Wilson, and then they also got Mike White.
So a backup quarterback, and they re-signed two running
They got
backs.
The – did they get – who?
And then a wide receiver.
They get somebody from the Chiefs? The wide receiver?
Let me see. I know they got Braxton Barrows from
– Yeah, from the Jets. That was nice.
I'm trying to think.
Maybe I'm thinking about another team.
Not
who,
too sure.
Who left there? Was it Hardman?
Oh, no. Hardman.
Or was it
Hardman
Pringle?
Went to the Jets.
Pringle or whatever?
Yeah.
Hardman went to the Jets, and Juju went to New England.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank here.
But week one in New Jersey, under the lights. Was that Monday Night Football?
It's Monday Night Football, first one of the year.
Give me a loss.
You're going to take the loss?
I think so.
I'm taking the dub.
I mean, I'd like to be optimistic. It's gonna be interesting to see for sure. It just depends, like I said, like if everything flows, man. I also think that tight end's a cheat code that we have.
Kincaid?
For sure.
Yeah.
Like even just watching him like simply run routes and just his hand ability is fucking like it's gonna be dope to see like a dual threat at tight end, which we've never had.
Well, I think we've been trying to. I think the last 5 years we've had a different tight end fill that two spot. It was Morris. It was Sweeney. It was
Hollister.
Jacob Hollister. It was, I mean, Tyler Croft was a couple years ago.
Tyler Zach.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we've constantly tried to have that two tight end set. It does OJ Howard last year.
Yeah.
We thought that was going to be the guy.
Forgot about him.
You know, and it was like he didn't even make the team. You know, after preseason.
Where'd he go? Houston, right?
He went to Houston. Yeah. And it's like we've been trying for like, I feel like 4 or 5 years to get that, you know, that second guy. And we can't. You know, it's like, maybe this is it. I don't know. I'm going to inch closer to you, Ty.
Go ahead.
So,
just turn it to yourself.
Turn it towards myself. There
like
we
this.
Go. Turn it toward. Ah.
There yeah, there you go.
There we go.
See why your back's messed up.
Then, yeah.
You know. week two, home opener against Vegas. Give me the dub.
Who's their fucking quarterback?
Jimmy G.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay, that makes sense.
Still, I don't think they have any offensive weapons right now. Darren Waller's gone.
Yeah, the Giants are fucking going to be good, dude.
Dude.
Do we play them this year,
Sunday
too?
Night.
Yeah.
Is it home?
At home.
Ooh.
That's like week six?
A little Dable.
The Giants are sleepers. They were sleepers last year, too, but I think they made some great acquisitions this offseason as well.
We'll see what Daniel Jones does.
Yeah.
And they still got to figure something out with Barkley.
Yeah.
Because he didn't sign his tag.
Is he a free agent?
Because I think they franchise tagged him, but I don't think he signed it yet. So I don't know what's going on with him.
But I also feel like, why would you not want to be there? Dude, they have money, right?
They got to have money.
I mean, they paid.
I mean, I don't think there's one team that's in the same place we are right now.
They paid Daniel Jones. They just paid Dexter Lawrence. They took on Darren Waller's contract.
He's going to be so big to that offense.
Huge.
Literally. Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, Isaiah Hodgins, who had his coming out party last year.
Yeah. They're going to be good.
Yeah.
Yet they still might finish third in that division.
Yeah.
Well, that's week two is Vegas. I think that's a dub. Yep. I don't think you can lose to Vegas at home in your...
We're going to have, like, that one game where we just lose and it's just like, what the fuck happened? Right. So I guess you have to, like, pick which one that's going to be.
I don't think it's the home opener.
I hope not, because that's, like, a staple to, like, your mentality during for the season. You'd hate to just...
Well, that's it.
Go get blacked out at, you know, one Bills drive and just be like, well, damn, this season might not be the one.
It's going to be a long season. Week three
in Washington at 1 o'clock.
This could be the miss-up game.
It might be, because they're sleepers, too. Like, they play good football when they need to.
I don't know, man.
They do, bro. We do not do well against bad teams. Not even saying they're a bad team, but, like, we do not do good. Like, the games you're looking on the schedule, like, oh, we're going to fuck these dudes up. And then you're just like, what the fuck's going on here?
I don't know. I don't see it. Sam Howell's their day one. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't even know who that is, so I'll take the dub for the Bills.
Yeah. That's who they're going with, UNC.
Yeah, I'll take the dub, too.
Yeah, you have to right there.
Chase Young is, like, not even there, right?
He's there, like, but they didn't.
They were talking about trying to trade him or some shit,
yeah,
right?
Something like that. Like, well,
they didn't pick up his option, so he's done after this year. We'll watch. So this is like
a... Is he cleared now?
I think so.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a job interview year for him. Like, he's going to want to get that bag somewhere, whether it's Washington or somewhere else. So he needs to have like a 12 to 15 sack season.
Which is easy for him if he's healthy.
He needs to, or else he's going to go down as like a... I'm trying to think of like a bust edge rusher.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Sure. Yeah. True. Yeah. That's huge. He's going to be the
Everybody talks about him coming here, bro. I've never been a fan of him. If he didn't have that crazy hit in college, he would not be as successful as he is.
That was everything.
That's the only highlight. There was just like a staple for him. If that never happened, it would have been a different ball game.
Can't believe that guy was the number one pick.
Yeah.
Of course, it had to be against Michigan, too.
Especially, what was it? Like, he was being picky about where he could go when he didn't even have like the options to go anywhere anyway.
Yeah, it's like not the NHL, dude.
Yeah.
Rolling into
Cleveland? Nah.
Yeah, right.
They just traded for someone like
Za'Darius Smith. Yeah. He might
from the Vikings?
Yeah.
Who did the Vikings get?
It's just picks.
When did that happen?
Last night at like 8 o'clock.
Damn, that's weird. That's Harry's boy.
I think that, last night. Like a fifth and a sixth or something like that for him, which is bizarre.
Crazy.
Because he's such a good player. Opposite of Myles Garrett.
I was just about to say that, man.
He's going to be pretty sweet over there.
Yeah. He's a good team guy, too. He's a very well-rounded vet.
I wanted him a couple of years ago when Green Bay was looking to get rid of him.
Yeah. Well, that was, what, 2 years ago? Yeah. Or a year ago? Because he was only in
Minnesota for like a year.
Seems like last season was like years ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Right?
And it also was fast as fuck.
Fast as hell.
Like, that. The season was over as soon as it started.
What are we at? Week three, four? Week
four.
Five.
I don't even know. Home against the Dolphins, 1 o'clock.
We got to take that because that's another big game for the momentum, especially because you know they're going to come in talking shit because they had to play us in the playoffs with their third-string quarterback. Yeah,
and we don't see them again until the last week of the year. So
when it's going to mean something.
When it's going to matter. And if it's, you know, if you guys are both like, you know, in a tiebreaker situation, you're going to want that game, especially at home. You got to have that one.
Yeah. Yeah, why not, like, run it right off into the sunset, like, the last potential time to have it in the stadium, too.
For sure. I think we win that one.
Have to.
Must win. Already.
I feel like every division game is going to have to be a must win.
I know.
I mean, as it kind of should be common sense, but.
You know, to look back, though, I mean, if you think about it, I feel like we didn't really touch base on the offensive side of the ball of what the Buffalo Bills did this offseason. It was like. Going into a division game this year, it's like you got Diggs still. You got Davis. McKenzie's gone. We're going to see a lot more Shakir probably. I feel like teams have no film on him. He's got, what, 11 catches last year? Which I think he's a dog.
Mm.
I think he's sweet. I mean, everybody was talking at one point like, oh, if Gabe Davis isn't here next year, who's a number two? I think he's got the potential of a number two. He can do outside. He can do inside. He's got 4-3 speed, nice hands. And then... You go and get Hardy, I think his last name is.
Yeah.
I don't know much about him, but I know he's a burner.
Yeah, he's fast.
And then you go and get Sherfield, Surehands again, Kincaid, and then you get Damian Harris. Latavius Murray, two downhill backs, good for the playoffs. Good.
Latavius Murray's a dog. He's as big as me.
I don't know if you guys know that. He's 6'3",
ain't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's huge. You know, and it's like, these are downhill backs, you know, when you're in the snow. Those are the guys you would have wanted against, you know, Cincy last year. Just downhill, ground and pound, 5-6 yards every carry because they're just so hard to bring down. I mean, I know Harris is only like 5'11", 6 foot. But he's a beast.
Yeah.
He's downhill. We didn't have that.
I like the way he's embracing the city, too. He's, yeah, like, he's still here. Like, yeah, went to the Bandits game. Like,
yeah, I saw that.
He's doing it. And I that, like, just makes you respect the shit out of people. Like, so, even, like, Deontay Hardy, like, you know, I actually took him out last weekend. Mm. And just, like.
Oh, really? Yeah. I DM'd him to get on.
We went out and just, like, had a good time. And same thing, just embracing the city. Like, like, what's there dope to do? And we just fucking. It's just cool to see. That kind of shit. He's coming on the pod.
Is he?
I don't know when. I have like a busy pod schedule, like for my stuff. Like, I Harrison Phillips coming mid June. Porter's supposed to do it this week. Dante Hardy. Yeah. I'm gonna try to just do it like one a week though, because
right, that's a lot.
I still have the one I did with Daquan Jones the other day that I didn't even touch yet. Let alone I did another one last night, and I'm already done with that one. So
that's so cool, man.
It's just like, but I want it to make sense. Like, I don't want to just like have people here just because like I have the connection. I want it to be like a legit thing, you know. Like obviously, like a lot of these guys, like I don't know much about, but I want to learn, and I also want to have the conversations to let other people learn too. So, especially like Dante Hardy, like. You know, nobody knows who he is, you know, so it's like, it'd be cool to kind of show people that and let him show people that too. Like, because he's a people person too. Like, when we were out, I was really surprised. Like, I've been out with like a lot of the guys, and so many people knew who he was, like, let alone like, he, you know, you never seen him on the field yet. Like, but people just know who he is. Like, you know, people just coming up to him like, yo, are you blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, it's just crazy. Like, because he's out there in the public. So
yeah, that's cool. That's cool. You know, like you said, I think you said it the first time you and I ever met was like, these guys need to be like humanized. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they get like so, I'm not saying like out of touch with reality, but people forget like these guys do the same thing we do. They go home to a family, to a home, stuff like that. And it's like, people forget that.
Yeah.
You know, they see them on a football field and they're like, oh, they're just out there for our entertainment. It's like, no, they're out there. Mm-hmm. Like, and then they go home to a family. Same as you and me.
Yeah.
You know, but people will look, oh, they make more money. They, you know, are in the eye of the media. It's like, but they.
I feel like that just makes life more stressful.
You know, they need to be, need to be respected. I mean, yeah, you know, they get the cool things maybe and, you know, whatever, but.
So there's like a lot of pressure on them too. Like,
mm-hmm.
Going a week in, a week out, it's like, man, like, what if it's 3rd and 1 and I drop this ball and we lose a game?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Imagine going and reading about yourself on Twitter. So yeah. Just like a bunch of random
like,
people.
Like, go fuck yourself.
Especially
like,
if you can't, if you're not like, you can't handle shit like that very, very well, which I'm sure a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's not somebody out there who just like, it's not a big deal. I mean, I'm sure there is, but you tell me you don't, that sits in the back of your head, whether, you know, whether you like it or care about it or not.
Definitely.
I'm just going to restart this.
Yeah, go ahead. And then what do we got next week, the following week?
We've got Jacksonville.
Oh, that's a London game, right?
That is a London game. 9:30 in the
morning. I don't like the London game, man.
Just set my alarm.
I don't like the London game.
What don't you like?
I don't know. I just keep football here. You know? I don't know.
How you feel about the Germany ones, then?
Yeah, it's just dumb. I don't know. I disagree with them, but it is what it is. I mean, the NFL is a business, and it's a market, and it needs to invest in other cities and, you know, countries and stuff like that. But it is what it is. I mean, it's a 9:30 game for us. I'll be up.
Oh, for sure.
Against Jacksonville.
Do you think it's bullshit how they're there already? People are making it a big deal.
Why? Because they're there the week before, not coming home?
Because we got to travel and play a game when they're kind of acclimated.
Right. I can see that. Yeah, because they have, what, 3 home games there?
Yeah.
London loves Jacksonville.
I don't know. I don't know if it's an advantage or a disadvantage. I mean,
unless jet lag shows up.
Jet lag.
True.
But I don't know. At least we're still, you know, until 2 days before, we're home. You know, we got all our things, everything like that. I mean, these guys got to travel. They're going to be in out of the country for 2 weeks without their stuff, their things, you know, like their facility. I mean, I'm sure they've got stuff over there, but I mean, like, dude, I'm sure these guys got, you know, routines,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that they're going to get out of for 2 weeks.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I don't know what facilities are like over there for them, but
it's all, you know, soccer stuff.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so who knows?
Yeah, I don't really know either. I don't know. I know the NFL's a market and a business, so
whatever. Again, that's going to be a good game, though.
It is, yeah. I mean, Jacksonville's
going to be sweet this year.
Yeah, they're an upcoming team, too.
So they're winning.
Is that on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Man, so you got a full Sunday. Sounds like you can get a breakfast pizza and then pizza later in the day.
I'm there.
I might even do that today.
Oh, man.
That sounds good, actually.
Let's do it.
You guys got shit to do after this?
Unfortunately.
You guys always do.
I know.
I feel jealous. I feel like I should grow up at some point and be like maybe I should have like shit to do.
No. Sometimes I wish I had nothing to do.
Like, because it's like you guys leave and I just still sit here and it's like,
I miss them.
I guess I'll watch TV or something.
Just be like, I miss them.
I got to go like do grocery shopping for the week. I got to go get like Mother's Day stuff still and stuff like that. Like,
are you last minute? Things. Are you a last minute guy? I'm a last minute guy.
Depends what it is. I mean, mom's easy.
Yeah,
mom's not picky. Mom's cool with like a Panera gift card or like a Michael's gift card. Dad, I need to like start shopping for dad like a month in advance. It's like, I need to find like some sweet golf polos or something like that, or like a quarter zip. You know, something cool. It's like you gotta look around for that stuff.
Yeah, I wanted to golf today, but stupid work, man. I hate it.
Yeah, when you gotta work.
1:30.
Yeah.
1:30 to 10.
Yeah, I think I might be done with golf for.
Is that right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got in that.
Played like shit or no?
Got bag issues?
I don't even know if I want to talk about it on the podcast.
Okay.
Oh shit.
But my wrist is fucked up.
Oh, is it from the? This way.
Maybe. Nah, I had to punch somebody in the face.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
Had to. Yes.
Was it like one of the boys or?
No.
No, just a random dude.
No, I wouldn't say that. Like I said, we'll talk about it off air.
Yeah, okay. Sure, yeah. All right, fair enough.
I can't wait.
I'm looking ahead, all right.
The following week after London. Oh, yeah, give me the dub against Jacksonville. I think we beat Jacksonville.
That's going to be a good game, too.
That's going to be a real good game.
Zay Jones revenge game?
Yeah, right.
Nah.
You don't think?
No, it's Josh Allen versus Josh Allen revenge game. And our Josh Allen's going to win this one.
I haven't heard anything about Josh Allen since that game, to be honest.
Yeah,
like, seriously.
No, seriously, yeah.
Like, he had his coming out party, then he went right back in.
He had that, that scoop and score against the Chargers in the playoff game when they made that comeback when Justin Herbert blew a 27-point lead.
That's it?
I'm pretty sure he had a strip sack. He had a fumble recovery for a touchdown. He had an absolute hell of a game.
Yeah, see, but I haven't heard anything since that game. Since the game against us.
Well, about him. Yeah.
I mean, also, there's probably, like, you know, everybody's talking about the real Josh Allen as well. So everybody's like, oh, no, we're going to talk about the other one today.
Yeah.
No. And then the ratings just go. Bloo-doo-doo.
Yeah, now we'll pass.
Week 6 is the Giants game at home, Sunday night.
I'm going Giants.
Do you think that's when we blow?
I don't even think we have to blow. I think they're just going to be the better team that day.
This reminds me of last year's Minnesota game. It's an NFC team that's, you know, just hungry.
You think it's just going to come down to, like, mistakes?
Exactly.
Okay.
I think that's one of those ones.
What do you think is going to – do you think, like, not having Leslie Frazier is going to be a problem?
Mm-mm.
No? You think it's going to be better?
I don't know if it's necessarily going to be better. I think the two of them – I mean, I don't know. I feel like the two of them – built a system together, so I don't know how different it's going to be, but I think it's going to have to be more like instinctual, like you know, game management. I mean, when it gets down to those end of game plays, when you're like, what do you do? That's where we ran into the problems. That I could see being handled a little bit differently, maybe, but as far as the system of the defense goes, I don't know how different I see it.
I also feel like we don't know how much of a role McDermott played in it to begin with. So it's like, you know, probably a lot of people are like, well, he's going to do this for the first time, when I'm sure he's made a lot of the decisions during games. So it's like, it's probably not much of a new thing. But like talking to a lot of the guys, they think it's going to be very different because, you know, one thing that they talk about is how much of a role he has put, like, the vets into, like, his game planning too. Like, you know, one of the guys was telling me, like, he'll call before a game and, like, they'll watch, like, a part of film together and, like, what do you see and stuff like that, and have those type of conversations. So I just feel like if he's not going to be as interactive and in depth with, like, the guys to kind of just bring that group a little closer so everybody's on the same page, which we're already going to be anyway, especially with Micah and Jordan back. But, like, you know, a lot of the guys say, like, that's a big piece of the puzzle, is is the outside stuff, the like the conversations that, you know, aren't in the film room and stuff like that. Just like, you know, because he's a former player, he's a former cornerback, so it's like, you know,
do you think we hire a defensive coordinator?
I don't think so.
No?
No, but I think it's too late. You know, why bring somebody in?
Well, they said it was going to be in-house. Well, somebody they were just going to give the title to. Somebody to help make those decisions.
Well, it would have to be, unless somebody's just doing it without it being announced, because I can't imagine, especially now with OTAs, even though you're not, I don't think you're allowed to run plays right now in OTAs. I think it's just more like kind of like, not necessarily like a cardio thing, but pretty much.
We brought in that guy from Carolina, what was it, Holcomb? Something like that. He's like a senior defensive assistant or something like that.
Yeah.
And someone, I heard his name bounced around a little bit, like to just give him the title. Like somebody like, okay, during practices, like this is the guy I want running the drills. Yeah. Like just so McDermott can oversee everything and not strictly just defense. You know, because he is the head coach. He should oversee a little bit of everything as opposed to just focusing on the defense.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I heard they might just give a guy that title in-house, somebody that works with them, you know, on a daily that they know already, mm-hmm. just to be there to run drills, scheme, stuff like that.
I just don't think it'd be fair to just bring somebody random in right now. Like, just say, hey, you know, season's right around the corner. Yeah, right? Here's your new defensive coordinator. Hopefully you guys figure it the fuck out in the next 3 months.
Yeah, just a promotion.
I just don't think that's right. Like, and it's funny, like, Cole Beasley had made, like, a good point, you know, in one of his Twitter rants was, like, you know, if I'm not a part of, like, a training camp, I don't want to be on the team because then the chemistry will never be there and just, like, showing what I have to offer to the team wouldn't be relevant, which is completely understandable, and I would assume it'd be the same way for a coach. You know, you can't just have a coach come in last minute when it's already been time to try to, you know, put things in stone, and then, you know, and nobody's on the same page because you didn't get enough time to acclimate. So I'm pretty sure whatever they're doing, they're already doing. So at least they have to be.
Definitely. Next game.
Week 7, 1:00 in New England.
W.
W. Sweep them.
I don't think New England's touching us this year.
Moving on.
Sure.
I lost count. 8. Week 8. Sure. Home Thursday night against Tampa Bay.
That's a dub,
yeah.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's falling apart.
They suck.
They're going to trade. I think Mike Evans is gone this year at the deadline.
Yeah, where's he going to go?
Who knows? Kansas City.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
Just what the fuck we need.
Yeah, seriously, honestly.
Probably.
That'd be a Kansas City thing to do. It wouldn't even be to benefit them. It would just be to piss us off.
Oh, I know.
I see it, though. Like, I see them trading Mike Evans because there were rumors about it before the draft. Someone said the Bills were thinking about it if they couldn't get D-Hop.
Well, which we can't.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
Even last year they were talking about that,
shit.
Right?
Unless somebody's ready to play on a vet minimum, we ain't doing shit.
Mike Evans is, what, 30, 31? He's going to want to go play for a championship team for the last couple of years of his career. So
what's he got, 2 rings or 1?
1 with Brady down there. And
he's all right.
I think he's going to get traded. He's unreal. He's already got a Hall of Fame career.
Play for the Panthers or something.
Yeah, he's got a Hall of Fame
career. Go to the Jets.
Yeah, but if he goes to the Panthers, that means at some point he's going to be a Bill. So
send him over there. Seriously.
We'll get C.J. Stroud, like, in 40 years.
Yeah, it's all part of the fucking plan. Mm-hmm. Like, we're looking at, you know.
Trust the process? This is
the Panthers draft. And we're just like, oh, see, in 4.
Buffalo Panthers. Week 9. Monday night, I think Monday or Sunday. I feel that. That's Sunday in Cincinnati.
Yeah, they're good.
I think that's what you think.
Dude, like even like I talk about like the DeMar Hamlin game. The Bengals were gonna beat the fuck out of us that game.
Yeah, they were.
That game was over fast.
Like, I think I called you, like, during the game, right?
You might have.
And I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Like that game was going to happen exactly how the playoff game did, if not worse.
Yeah.
Like, how aggressively they were marching down the field, like, effortlessly, was just like, well, something's got to fucking give here. Because this ain't gonna help anything.
Right, because, like, they scored, like, in 5 plays. We got 3 points, and then they were still driving, and then everything happened.
It was effortless.
Yeah.
It looked, and it was like, it was so fast.
So quick.
It was just literally like tight end slants, too. Like, they were just kind of gouging us.
Right. Even, I mean, if you look at the playoff game, like Hayden Hurst, like, I haven't heard him in years.
He balled the fuck out against us, bro. He's a fucking dickhead, too.
He is.
I think since he talks his shit, worse, though.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they got worse. I mean, I think they downgraded. I mean, I know they lost their left tackle.
I also feel like only
Joe Burrow,
the only pieces that they had to beat us, they still got.
Yeah,
so.
And the, I mean, we couldn't score on them, though. I think we were running the wrong plays, to be honest with you, in the playoff game. We were trying to play catch-up, and everything was looking like over the top. And I'm like, the weather's crap. This ain't the weather to go over the top with. And we were trying to. And they lost both their starting safeties in Cincinnati. Their best corner is still Eli Apple, which is not good.
fuck that dude.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. And I mean, I don't know. I just they don't. I shouldn't say this because I said it on the podcast before that playoff game, and I said their offensive line was toast. But yet their offensive line looked unbelievable against us. But they lost their
and
left
ours
tackle.
Also like just played a different game that
yeah.
day.
Yeah. Obviously, we know there were other things going on.
Yeah.
With the team,
I also feel like
game, so.
we the way we walked out that game, we already lost.
Yeah.
That's how I looked at it. Looked yeah. like nobody wanted to play football that day.
It was wasn't it Milano who said that? Like in an interview, he's like, the energy was never there from the day, from the time we got here. The energy was just not there. We didn't have it to that day.
I mean, I could see it. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, haunting around the Bills during that time, you know, so.
Especially playing the Bengals, too.
Yeah.
It was weird, man. That was, like, probably one of the weirdest games I've ever been a part
like,
of.
Like, even watching it, like, I was like, yo, I don't even, like, don't even want to watch this. Like, I don't feel right. Like, I don't feel weird. Like, I don't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So.
It was tough for a lot of people to watch that game knowing what happened. Yeah, but.
I think we lose.
Yeah, you're going to take an L there? Cincinnati, I'll take an L.
Yeah. And that's tough because that's a huge game for us.
Right.
But, like,
I got to look at their schedule. I don't even know what their schedule looks like.
I don't know.
I think their division is going to be tougher this year than it was last year, though, too.
Yeah, I mean.
Baltimore got better. Cleveland, we'll see what Deshaun Watson does this year.
Yeah, he's got 7 extra games than he did last year. 10,
then,
right?
I think Kenny Pickett's going to get better this year. They gave him some more tools to work with, you know, adding Allen Robinson and then drafting another tight end.
Well, they didn't figure it out till like week 5 or anyway.
And they still, were like 9-8?
Yeah.
They still pushed for a playoff spot.
Yeah, they literally like lost the game to go to the playoffs.
If Miami would have blown that game like they probably should have, Pittsburgh was going to be that 7 seed.
I also feel like if they didn't bounce around quarterbacks in the beginning of the season, they probably could have figured
Mitch
out a
Kenny
lot
and,
quicker.
Yeah. Yeah,
because he gradually got better as the year went on.
I think
as
he's
gonna
be good this year.
Yeah,
I really do. I'm kind of rooting for him. I like him.
I don't mind Pittsburgh at all.
We play him in the preseason.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh.
We play the Colts as well too, right?
Colts and
Chicago.
I feel like those are always our preseason.
Yeah,
games.
Right.
Like it's either we play Carolina, Indianapolis. We always play Indianapolis.
Detroit. Yeah,
I think Detroit's usually in there.
Yeah. Isaiah McKenzie coming back home.
Yeah. I'm going to miss him.
I do, too.
Yeah. Happy for him, though.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be a huge part of the growth of Richardson over there.
It's going to be cool to see what Deontay Hardy does just to fill his void because they're like the same. Same height, like same athletic ability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be cool to see how that's utilized. I even think we used Isaiah McKenzie very well for what he's done. But it's just, you know, I guess time to move on.
Mm-hmm. The following week, the third straight 8 o'clock primetime game is, I believe, Monday night or something. I don't even know. I think it's a Monday night. Home against Denver.
Dub.
That's got to be a dub.
Yeah, it's a win.
Unless Russell Wilson figures it the fuck out.
Why is that on primetime, though?
I don't know.
They know something we don't. Maybe it's part of the script.
It is the script.
Maybe
the script.
Russell Wilson is just back.
Yeah.
He's just back.
He's just back.
He brought the 12th man with him to Denver this season.
Yeah, Richard Sherman comes out of retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The Legion of Boom
is
back.
Cam Chancellor.
It is back in Seattle. They're revamping up there. Jets, week whatever. I don't even know.
Is that our first time seeing them or second?
Second time after the opener, the Jets. We had Jets
That's
the
a
opener,
dub.
And then we got the Jets at home. At a 4:30 home game for the Bills.
I'm calling a dub.
Yeah, I think we'll win that one.
And then the schedule just goes to shit.
When's the bye?
Right after this next game, which is in Philadelphia at 4:30.
Philly's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Philly's good.
It's going to be a hell of a football game.
I think we need to, like, listen to this and write all this down to see, like, what our record is as far as guessing.
Yeah.
But I also feel like we're all on the same page. I don't think there's anything different besides you. I think you picked a couple of different games. Maybe, I feel like we all said we're going to lose every game.
Well, like once the season starts, we do like the schedule. I know you came
in. I feel like if we ask this again, my answers would be different.
Right. It'll be like, you know what? No, we are going to beat Philly.
Yeah.
But during the week or during the NFL season, we keep a schedule or keep a stat line, which Matt still owes us golf too.
Maybe. Take mini golf at this point. No?
I don't care.
Okay.
That's I can probably do that. Yeah. I just can't swing a club right now.
You and me both. But after Philly, we got the bye week.
They're going to lose.
And then, we go right from the bye week. So, man, what a shitty sequence of games. Philly at 4:30 away. Bye week. Kansas City at 4:30 away.
Man. I'm so tired of playing in Kansas City.
Are we in Arrowhead?
Yeah.
I feel like we need to get like our number on Kansas City. But like honestly, the way I look at playing Kansas City, it's whoever has the ball last. That's how them games always go.
Yeah. I'm so sick of Arrowhead.
I'm taking a dub because we beat them in the regular season like every year, and then we blow it in the playoffs. Because I'm pretty sure we've gone into Arrowhead the last 2 years and beaten them during the regular season. Yeah,
I'll take the dub. I think that'll be the game that like has to get that momentum going into the postseason.
That's another freaking team that I look at, and I'm like, you know what? They got worse.
I just hate Kansas
They lost
City.
Juju this year. Now, I'm not saying he was a game changer, but
Hardman.
Hardman's gone.
Now we got to see him twice.
And now, somehow, some way, they're still going to find a way to be up there. Mahomes is just that dude.
He is.
As long
man.
As him and Kelce and Reed are together,
they're favorites every year.
They're there. They're going 13-4, 14-3.
Yeah, they're another team that like loses that game. You're just like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. Right. Watch them lose against Detroit when they
open
up.
When they almost like blew it, when they lost to Indy, like in the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
Or when they almost lost to the Texans in overtime?
Yeah, and that's what everybody's looking at those games like, yes, they're finally shit. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're watching the rest of the season, you're like,
they're in the Super Bowl. All
right.
And then we are home at 4:30 the following week against the Cowboys.
I'm going to take the dub.
I'll take a W.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to be a good game, but I'll take the dub. Do we have a Thanksgiving game this year?
No.
Good.
And then and then we've got the Chargers on the road, 8 o'clock. I think it's a Saturday night game.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock Saturday.
Like on the dot, or is it 8:15?
No, it says 8 o'clock.
That's a weird-ass fucking time.
It is.
I'm looking at 8 o'clock, week 16.
I wonder if there's another game like 8:01.
Listen, I'm going to have to get Peacock TV just for that game.
The cock.
This is just on Peacock TV. I'm definitely mooching off someone for that. I'm admitting to a crime right now that I will illegally stream it.
Where's your stream site?
I don't really have one, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I'll give you a couple plugs.
Got some links? Okay.
I'll give you a couple links in the story about why I can't golf after we're off the air.
Perfect. And then we've got New England at home.
Dub.
1 o'clock game. And then last game of the year is Miami to be determined.
That.
Which will probably be flexed to probably like a 7th primetime game.
I'm not even going to like answer for that game.
In Miami to finish
out the
year.
I think that game is going to be a slugfest.
We'll see what...
Because it has to be.
We'll see what kind of implications are on the line, though, at that point.
Yeah. But you can already kind of assume that it's going to be something.
Because if we're locked in at like a 2 or a 1...
There's no way that game's not going to mean something on both sides.
Yeah. Pending nobody gets hurt and we're both still relevant, then yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Right.
But that is the Bills' 2023 schedule.
I think
it's
how
weird.
Many games are there? 18?
17.
17? So I'm pretty sure we're like 14-3.
I said the other day at the absolute worst we would finish 11-6 at the worst.
Yeah.
I think at the best we should be at least 14-3. I think
But
we'll
I feel like that's how it goes though. Like if you like those teams that just completely dominate in the season, they don't make it.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I mean overall, I mean it's kind of a weird schedule. Like I think you'll play Monday night against Denver, and you're in London. Yeah, Saturday
Sunday
game at 8 o'clock.
Giants.
Like, it's weird, but I'm excited for the season. I just want football, so I don't know. I think
Wake
obviously
me up
we're playoffs.
Ends.
Yeah, seriously, Green Day.
Green Day.
Right.
We'll tag Green Day and on Twitter today. But other than that, yeah, that's our schedule. I know you don't want to talk about golf, but
no, we had, talking about golf.
We had a draft. You guys want to do golf etiquette, golf rules, anything about golf that you got to do?
You really want me to get started?
So like a draft?
Yeah, like a draft.
What are, I don't know, what are we selecting? Like the worst like things.
Like to deal with? you mean like our usual draft?
Yeah, like the usual draft. Yeah,
I thought it was just like a conversation.
Oh no, we could do like, I mean, it's up to you guys, but
I'm just trying to think of like if it was multiple choice. Like I was like thinking of like things we hate on the golf course.
Things you hate.
And
things
like
you
see like who has like the best group of like hatred things.
Right. Yeah, we could do that. Things you hate. Things that you like. You know, rules that apply that. You know. Stuff, it don't matter.
Fair enough.
Anything in golf that, you know, you like, pisses you off.
I'm there.
You got the wheel?
I think I do have a wheel, actually.
The wheel of ideal.
It's probably still got it.
Let me see if I still got it.
The wheel of fortune.
Let me turn down the volume on my phone before.
He's like, yeah, it's been a while. I thought the podcast game was done, so I deleted it.
All right, so I actually have
one. It's in the way back of the phone.
I'm just going to restart the camera.
Yes. Yeah.
Let me see here. I definitely got one. Edit wheel. Nice. I'm gonna take Matt off of here. Sorry, Matt.
See ya.
And we're gonna add we're gonna add Joe C. Or would you know? We're just gonna put Chrome. That's better.
There you
That's
go.
Cooler. Okay. And we're gonna save that. And then we're gonna spin that.
Spin it.
All right. So for the first pick, I'll show the camera, which I believe is right there. We've got
the first pick.
Joe, can you
in
see
the 2023 NFL draft? Me. I go first.
You're the first overall pick. All right. And spin number two. Probably Krim again.
Damn, now I got to think.
Let's see here.
It is.
Is it really you again?
Yeah, I don't think that's fair.
Are you shitting? What the hell?
Yeah, just make it whoever lands on next because that's not fair because it should just go.
Well, obviously.
Whoever's blue. You.
Me.
Blue balls.
Gotta love them. So Joe, then Joe.
And then me.
My friend Joe Snapchatted me. And then you.
Sweet. So anything in golf that you hate, love?
Do you want to keep track of a draft? Do you want to like type them in? Or?
Yeah, I could do the mat today.
Do the mat?
I could do the mat.
Hmm.
The mat. Things, I have allergies, man. I'm scratching my nose.
Things that
show.
I hate.
And then I can do it at work today.
Now, is it just strictly hate or can it be
something
good
that, you know, anything in golf that you hate, love?
All right, so just strictly etiquette.
I don't know. I feel like we have to keep it one way because.
Hate?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do golf?
Things you hate?
Hating things in your golf. Okay.
You hate about golf or golf etiquette?
Everything.
Everything in golf.
Everything golf. Worst things in golf. That'll be the title of this draft.
What are we doing?
worst things in golf.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, it's just like...
You're like that guy. You're like that team that gets the first overall draft pick, and then they take 8 minutes on the clock.
I also just feel like it's such a diverse thing that, like, no, I don't think anybody's going to... None of us are going to be thinking the same thing. So
we're going to be all over the place.
I don't think this is going to be a problem. So I'll say this. A rule that I think I can't... Well, that I can't stand in golf is if you hit... Let's say you hit a perfect drive in the middle of the fairway, and it's wet conditions, and you get mud on your ball. But it's in the middle of the fairway. The fact that you can't pick it up to clean it even though you hit a perfect shot is stupid.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, so, I hear you.
So can't clean a plug pretty much.
It doesn't even have to be a plug. Yeah. If it just, you know, just grabs a little bit of mud as it hits, but it's a perfect shot. It's not like you're in the rough or whatever. The fact that you have to play that ball, a perfect ball, in a sense just because it got muddy because the course is the way it is. I don't think that's fair.
So can't clean a ball in the middle of the fairway. Love it.
All
right. I totally understand, too.
I'm going to say the guys that don't let you play through. That's it. That fivesome.
Yeah.
Those people that come out there with five, and you're sitting there with a group of two or three, and they're just, ah.
I'm going to go with tee times before 9 a.m.
You don't like that?
No.
Oh, man. That's
I
my
love
favorite.
Golfing early.
Man, I used to get like the 6:30.
Why don't you like
time.
It?
I'd be the first.
I don't
one
know.
Out
I just, gotta, you know, I gotta wake up.
Oh man.
See, but I also feel like that's a choice that doesn't exist unless you make it exist.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
like you just wasted a draft pick right there. Like,
well, I mean,
like
if,
the fact like, that the fact that you have the ability to never golf before 9 o'clock.
I mean, and, I could,
but you
like,
know,
I'm,
but you're also not gonna make that decision because you don't want to do something you don't like because
right,
it's not a rule. Well, wasted draft pick.
Nah, come on. There's going to be people that are going to like that.
Yeah, they, I mean, they might. I mean, like, if we made a tee time tomorrow at 7, I'll be there.
Yeah, but who it's made just, it? If we ever it golf, ain't going to be me. If we ever golf, I'm doing the first tee time. Like, yeah, we're going to be there at 5:45.
Fuck. All right, I'll catch you on the back.
We'll be on the first tee with flashlights.
Yeah, seriously.
Next.
Headlamps. To look at your ball, you just got a headlamp on your
right. Head. Back to Chrome.
See, but I feel like people do like this, but I like to play real golf. Like, I don't like to, there's like no bullshit. I don't do like the foot wedge stuff, the lift clean play, all that kind of shit, unless you have to. But I don't like a breakfast ball.
No breakfast ball.
Or I guess you can say mulligan too.
Slash mulligan.
Mulligan, yeah. All right. I already got my second one. I'm glad this one made.
How many
it back
are we doing? I don't think we can pull five off.
No,
we'll see how it goes. But I'm glad this
three
one
or four
made it back to me.
Three or four.
The fact that you can't touch the sand without losing a stroke,
Yeah.
Like, at least to be able to, like, just set the club, touch the sand.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be taking like when I'm in the fairway, I'll take three practice swings, you know, and I'll hit the grass. It's one thing if you don't want some guy chunking sand all over.
That is a weird-ass rule.
But the fact that you can't even just, like, touch, like, because everybody in every shot ever, putt, drive, they put their club on the ground. So why can you not just put your club right in the sand?
It's a great pick.
Hate that rule.
I wonder if, like, if it has to do with improving your lie, which I'm sure it does. Because
probably.
You ground a club.
You can buff a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, you can buff the rough. I mean, I've seen guys, like, pick grass or, like, move sticks, mm-hmm. like, when they're, like, in the mulch on the side or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's a good pick. I'd also want to know why that's a thing either.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm sure there was some type of weird situation that happened early in the golf days that were like,
what I
yeah,
said.
we gotta stop this. This is not.
They had, like, a meeting. I think I got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Divots that aren't fixed.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys are kind of in cruise control now. I feel like I'm in the back on the back of the bus right now.
Well, you're gonna hate my third one.
I still gotta think of a third
Unless
one.
Unless you take my third one right here.
I hate people who spend too much time looking for golf balls.
Yes.
Not like looking for your ball, because I understand that. But like if you're just like you go like stop in the woods real quick and you're just like you see like seven golf balls and you spend 5 minutes trying to get those golf balls.
We've all been that guy at one point.
Oh, for sure.
We've all been that guy.
Sometimes you have to, because that's the only way you got to get a ball to play the rest of your round.
You already got a dozen by hole eight.
I mean, I
got
to use you on the back nine,
I guess,
buddy.
No, like, so, like, my, I guess, like, to just give it more of, like, an explanation is I hate the people with the ball grabbers that go on the water. When they do the little fucking telescope thing and they're just like, yeah, I got to get this Pro V1. That's too much.
You look back in their car and they got the scuba gear. They're just like.
Yeah.
Like SEAL Team 6 going in the water. It's like, come on, bro. It's a pinochle, man. Like, relax.
Oh, man. All right. My number three is people that take their food at the turn to the start of hole 10 and eat it there.
You want them to just to stay at the turn?
Stay there. Okay. Let people play through. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten a hole 10. There's guys just chucking wieners down.
Yeah. Oh,
just like, glizzy goblin on all time.
I'm like, and they're sitting in their cart like, nobody's business.
The ball was done.
I'm like, dude, play. Like, put the food down. They give you a little plate for it. Put the food on the seat. Hit your shot and eat it on the way to your ball.
Yeah.
Or just take a seat, eat it, let the next group play through, move on. I hate those people.
Is it me?
Me.
Okay.
A prickhead starter. Nothing worse than a dickhead starter right off the rip. You already know if he's being a dick, your round's gonna be shit.
All right, I got one that's gonna steal the show. 100,000%.
You guys want to do four? This is it.
Yeah, we can.
Okay,
four.
Are you ready for this one?
Always.
So, like, you guys have like some really good gems, but I think this gem is a little bit better. Are you ready?
Yeah,
we've been ready.
I hate cart path only.
Man, that's good.
Solid pick. In the fourth round, that's solid.
Hey, it's a sleeper. I don't know if it's going to get the job done, but.
I think it might. Cart path only. I hate cart path. I wouldn't even play. Yeah. Don't even play. It's not even worth it.
Damn.
Walking only.
You're just taking your whole fucking bag to your ball because you have no idea how far it is.
Yeah. Right.
It's hard to follow that one up.
It is.
That one came out of nowhere and saved
my
ass.
That's
good. Now I'm on the spot here. Can I get a mulligan? No. Yeah. All right. We're going to go with... Okay, I got it. Oh, man, now I got two. I just thought of two. All right. We'll stick with one here. Guys who dress like they're on the PGA.
That's one thing about golf is you always can look like you know what
and
you're doing.
I'm talking about, like, I've seen
until guys, they get on the first tee and they shank it.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I'm wearing just a polo and khaki shorts and just the regular hat. And I see guys, they're matching. You got a Nike polo, Nike shirt, Nike pants.
The new
Nike.
Stealth 2.
Like, literally, you are wearing $250 on four articles of clothing. And your first ball's in the woods.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I've seen guys like that everywhere.
They
got Oakley sunglasses. They got
everything. You're looking at this guy like, this dude's got to be fucking good. Yeah. His name's on his bag.
This guy's a scratch golfer.
Yeah. This guy is hung.
Yeah.
He's about to hog ride this 350.
Yeah, seriously.
He's got every golf accessory he didn't need. He's got a ball washer that's magnetic, the Bushnell speaker. He's got the rangefinder on the side.
Dude, I that's so funny.
Welcome to the hood.
I see those people all the time at the driving range too. It's like, dude, if you wear that at the driving range, like,
I don't even wear golf shoes.
I don't even like.
I think we said that a while ago.
Yeah, we did.
People that like dress up for the driving range.
Like Lex and I just went putt-putting last Sunday, or Monday, last Sunday, and there was a guy over there. I thought it was like Rory McIlroy.
Yeah. He's just over there hitting worm burners.
Yeah, and I'm like, this guy. Maybe that's what he's working on. Plus,
maybe he's working on the bump and run.
Bump and run. So you guys want to do four, and that's it? Because I can.
Nah, because I know he's got something brewing.
Okay, I do. I have one brewing in the back of my head.
No,
but
let's go.
One.
Let's go ahead.
Okay,
you doing five now.
Four.
Oh,
four?
Okay. We're stopping at four then.
Or no, we already did four, right?
Yeah.
Well, I still gotta go.
Okay.
This will be his fourth.
We can do five because I know you got one more.
That doesn't matter.
We can do five. Yeah, we'll
do
five.
Let me think of one now.
It's kind of like Joe's, you know, people that won't let you play through, but being behind a foursome of old ladies is obviously the worst.
Playing from the ladies' D2 and still, yes. Still taking that long.
It's on me?
Yep.
I hate being rushed.
Yep.
Like, not understandable, because a lot of times in golf, a lot of courses kind of overbook, and, you know, people don't play as fast as others. But, like, I hate, like, the people who, like, you know, if you're waiting for somebody, you keep your distance. But I hate the people who just have to be on your ass. Like, it's like, say it without saying it. And especially, like, myself, I play ready golf. I don't practice swing or anything. I just go, like.
Those people that are hitting into the fairway, and you see their ball, like, roll by you when you're in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah.
That's happened to me before. I hit their ball in the woods.
Yeah, I hit it back.
Oh no, I hit it in the woods.
If it was weird? Like, if you
like hitting it back is one thing. That's gonna like get punches thrown, and I know you like that. Yeah. But I'm just that guy. That guy's probably like, dude, look at that. That's pure right down the middle, and it's a bright red ball.
Right,
and I just chuck it into the woods, and I'm like,
yeah, I didn't see it, man.
Right,
and he's probably out there looking for like 20 minutes. Dude, I hit it 350 down the middle. Where's my ball?
I guess I bet another one would be people who don't say four.
Yep.
That's a good one.
What if you
that's not what I'm taking.
What if you grab that ball and you just like swallowed it? That'd be crazy.
I mean,
just be like, yo.
Yeah, right? Just wait till they show up, too. It's like, oh, you want to fucking hit it?
I know what you should do is like when they come
then
up.
Then you start choking on it and they have to save your life.
Right. Like I'm giving Joe the Heimlich.
Like,
you guys didn't like hit into us, this wouldn't happen. He's just choking on the ball.
Yeah. What do you want? Who is that?
All right, Joel, you. Last one. Sleeper.
Okay. Guys who play from the tips.
I play from the tips.
If you're good enough to play from the tips. I'm talking guys who can't play from the tips.
You know,
play
it's
from
funny because
like
when
me.
I sucked at golf.
Play the whites.
I would play from the tips because I looked at it as like, I get to play more golf. Like, I get to be out here longer.
Yeah,
but
true.
Like, now you're looking at like, yeah.
All right, I got to tell this story. Well, you know, go ahead
because I got to think of one.
Okay. We were playing Concord Crest.
Mm-hmm.
Me and three of my buddies, and we were following this group of guys all day. They were so slow. We weren't rushing them. They were just playing so slow. And they were playing from the tips. and they were awful. Awful. And they were dressed to impress, too. Like I said, they were dressed to look the part. They all had probably, like, daddy's money, golf clubs, TaylorMades, everything. So we get to this one hole. It's a par three. And the way it was set up is the green's here, and the tee box, and it's, like, right along the road. The tee box for the tips is up here. And the
You're talking about the one that's along the road?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the tee box for the whites are up here. So, like, the both tee boxes are on opposite sides of the green for the par three. And we're standing there waiting. These guys are up the taking their
behind the You can sit behind the trees because you're coming off that par five, what you're talking about?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And these guys, we're waiting forever to hit our shots on the par three. And I was up first, and I'm sick of waiting. So I'm like, I'm just going to hit my ball, and you guys yell four for me.
Four.
And just in case it looks like shit. So I hit my ball. No sooner after I hit my ball, don't they start walking behind the green from the tips to, like, keep going? And my buddies yell four. I stick the ball 4 feet behind the pin. Perfect shot.
Yeah.
We get up there after we all hit our shots, and they're waiting for us. And I'm thinking they're waiting to start shit. We get up there. They're all standing there because the one kid hit his drive from the blue tee box to the white tee box.
Those are my favorite.
I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I was like, this guy, let alone didn't make it past the ladies' tees, this guy didn't make it past the next set of tees. It's like 30 yards.
I would let him tee it up again.
It was like 30 yards that he hit this ball. I'm like, oh my God. And that's why we were waiting for these guys all day, because they were playing from the blues, and they sucked.
Yeah.
And it made me so happy to know that they yell four. They're right behind the green, and I stick my bright orange ball 4 feet behind the flagstick. As they're walking by, I'm like, yeah.
Suck it.
And then I parted because I two-putted.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes. Yeah, perfect seriously.
Shot. Best shot all day. Two-putted. Only birdie opportunity all day. Two-putt.
My last one is when you're on the putting green, when you're on the green and someone steps in your line.
What are you, Tiger Woods?
A lot of people don't believe in that. I do. I understand.
Yeah, you always go around.
But, like, people are walking on that green all day anyway.
Yeah, so it don't matter.
Yeah, but I guess it's a respect thing. Yeah. Especially when you weigh fucking 330. You're like, oh, well, here's an extra hole for you.
Yeah, seriously.
Do you think if you're, like, playing a tournament with somebody and they don't take their hat off to shake your hand after they're a dick?
I take my hat off. Always but take, I also I always learned take that my from head playing off. With school. It's just a respect thing.
Yeah, exactly. That would be another one. People that don't take their hats off.
Yeah, I always take my hat off.
I guess it depends. You know, like, I feel like I don't play golf with people who aren't into golf, I guess. I'm not playing with random people. So I feel like everybody, at least that I play with, is on the same page as far as that. I just feel like it's just kind of common sense, honestly. I feel like golf is, like, a respectable game, like a blue-collar game. Like, you know, like, even me, like, I enjoy listening to rap music, but I also enjoy listening to country music. But I don't think that the golf course is the place for rap music, just as a respect thing.
Do you listen to music when you play?
Big time. I can't golf without it. I literally have, like, a golf playlist on my phone.
I dig it.
I do too.
I have like a legit probably 18-hour ritual before a golf.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I have to eat a certain way. Everything. Wow. Like, I don't eat before I golf. I never will.
I never eat before I golf. Never.
I don't drink in golf. I've only done that once in my entire life. I know we talked about this before.
I can't say the same for that.
Yeah.
I just sit on the hood of my truck and just for like 6 hours just right in my driveway.
Especially when you're at the golf course early and it's all dew. Yeah. So you're just sitting on the condensation on the car.
No. Yo, the first car pulls up and the employees, I'm just floating on the practice green.
And you still got like the fog in the distance and you're just like, this guy is worshiping
this
something.
This guy fucks.
My thing, I'm
floating on like hole one just.
Yeah. As soon as that first drive is gone. First drink is cracked open.
Yeah.
That's how it works for me. And then about like 5-6 holes in, I'm usually getting ready to like crack my second one. That's when the cigar gets lit.
See, I don't eat when I golf. I don't get nothing at the turn.
Yeah, no.
Me neither. I'd rather starve.
Because I'm not a competitive golfer.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, you know, I know we played a tournament, but, you know, I still like to, you know, for me it's a good time now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, respectable good time. I'm not being a dick out there, you know, but a cigar and some drinks with some buddies, to me, is awesome.
Yeah.
The best.
Especially now, because, like, when I golf now, it's all content now. So, like, every time I golf, like, most of the time now, it's being filmed. So, it's, like, I don't want to, like, give off that impression.
Right.
So, But like there'll be times like I have a couple of my boys coming up from Maryland for my tournament, and like we, you guys ever been to Bobolinks?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, so like I'll go get smoked there. I never have yet, but like, you know, you're already gonna sit there and play golf for 6 hours because it's so damn busy all the time. Why not fuck around and have a good time? That's one place that I wouldn't mind getting smoked at.
I think the most I've ever been smoked at a golf course was probably Chestnut Hill.
Yeah. I got a little drunk at my tournament because it was sponsored by Labatt, and we had, First Line Brewing there too, and they had these Loganberry seltzers.
I remember you had us try some.
Yeah, yeah. I made people shotgun them at the 10th hole, so the whole tournament, all 144 people had a shotgun before they can hit a ball. And then Labatt was there, and I was just like, after I knew we weren't winning, we were like 12 under, and I was just like, the people who win every year are either 17 or 18. I was just like, fuck it, let's just send it. It was just shotgun and beers the whole rest of the time. Probably the second time I ever drank and golfed in my life.
I feel like for like a tournament, you got it. Like, do you have to drink for the tournament, or is it like, if it's, it depends. Like, if there's money on the line, like
we do, there is money on the line. There is money, but like also, if I ever won my own tournament, I wouldn't count it. That wouldn't be fair. At least for me, I feel like that's not the right thing to do. But like same thing with the trophy. Like I would just null and void it. Like my goal is to get better every year. So like my first tournament, we were 8 under. Last year, we were 12 under. It's just like, how can we improve? So,
right.
That's the goal. I mean, obviously, in making it a better place for everybody participating too. But like, as far as like getting drunk like that, like there's so many things that you have to do, and you're the host, so you can't go too far off of it, because you kind of have to lead by example to a certain extent.
Yeah. Whole time you're absolutely slaughtered.
Yeah.
It's way to be.
I love golf.
It's definitely a therapeutic thing, at least for me.
You ever play around by yourself?
When I was in high school, yeah. Because, like, my golf team, nobody worked like I did. Like, I would get out of school, I'd put my golf bag on, and I'd ride my bike 3 miles to the golf course every day. Because we got to play the city courses for free, and I would just practice. Yeah. I'd practice every single day.
Yeah. I played 18 by myself 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a weird vibe.
I don't think I'd ever go and play by myself.
It was so weird. I mean.
And then all of a sudden you shoot the round of your life and nobody believes you.
Right. I was like, yo, I went 40 under. Like,
yeah.
Like, damn, really? That would be the time, like, I get a hole in one, too.
Yeah.
It's right. Like, yeah, dude, I got it. Like, I'm telling you, I got it.
You see the one story of the guy went golfing by himself, hit a hole in one, didn't record it, and it was on April Fool's Day?
No.
Like, yeah, nobody's going to fucking believe this.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, that would suck.
Definitely.
That would suck.
Anything else on your guys' mind you want to rip off or
no?
Talk about?
No gas.
I'm a little tired today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a late night for me last night.
Yeah.
Like it always is.
Man, I had a chiropractor appointment this morning.
Get your back blown out.
Oh, yeah. So that's exactly it.
You got any hot takes for us?
Hot takes?
Yeah, it's been a while. I'd say tee us off. I mean, I don't have one.
I'm trying to think about like things that have like happened to me over like the last couple weeks that just piss me off.
You can talk about losing puberty or your virginity.
Let's not say we did.
I just think overall it's good to just kind of get back.
It is,
yeah.
Like I feel like, especially like just a new, you know, visual, adding the visual for people.
Yeah.
It's different. And I just feel like, obviously, we're comfortable with each other now, and now it's just like getting you guys comfortable in front of the cameras. It just makes it so much different, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who watch the podcast who don't even know who like you guys are.
Right? Yeah. Definitely. So
now it's like, better that way. I don't want you to
know. Yeah. Right. You know, that's one thing too. Like,
look at this.
Even playing like playing video games all the time. Like, I play video games with people I don't know.
Right.
And in your head, you're like, I wonder what the fuck this guy looks like. Yeah, and then you see him, you're like, man, I was way off.
Way off. Yo, he's like 700.
Yeah, right. Just,
right. Now they could be like, man, not only does that guy talk like a douchebag, but he looks like a douchebag.
No, but definitely.
His voice fits his person, and he's still a douchebag.
Right. It is good to get, good back. I mean, to get back, we took like, what, a 4 or 5 a week?
Something like
almost
that.
Almost a month off. It was just, I mean, there was, like, nothing really to talk about. Like, you know, our whole show is, like, obviously football, but, you know, you can only go so far just to talk about some random shit. But it is good to get back and to get back into podcasting, especially with, you know, you two and with Matt, but Matt's not here. But yeah, no, it's good to back. Good to get back. That's weird. Hopefully we get some guests on. We got Reed Ferguson. I've been keep on DMing him, but
you want me to talk to him?
If you could. Tell him to answer Tyler back. Cause he knows. I've been talking to him since like last year.
Yeah.
But
I can probably set up a couple like over the phone interviews for you.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. We just had Don Beebe on like what?
A couple months ago.
I still own my t-shirt too.
Yikes.
Wanna just give him mine?
We could.
Man, this one smells like Dolce and Gabbana and there's a little bit of sweat stains on it, but
here you go, Don. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. But like our goal is like I wanna make a new logo, a new merch. And obviously do, you know, more.
Wait, see, I took Matt to the merch spot. I gotta bring you there.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. And then obviously doing more YouTube and, you know, a little bit of vlogs like that putt that we did.
It was fun as
hell. It was fun.
I need a rematch.
We do.
I need a rematch.
But other than that, I think I'm good.
I also want my cornhole redemption, too.
That is true.
Considering Matt lost the video, bastard.
Yeah, he lost the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I beat him in the finals, just so everybody knows. I'm going to have to set up a cornhole. Do it up here, honestly.
We can. We definitely can. Yeah.
Do it out back in the parking lot.
Live stream. Just have like a little fucking picnic back there.
Yeah, seriously. Dogs and wieners on.
Yeah.
And hot dogs.
I got a little portable like charcoal grill.
I got a Blackstone I'll bring.
Oh, dude, there you go.
I'll just hibachi it up.
I was just
about
to say fucking hibachi. Throwing it. Yo, you're throwing it like I'm a seal.
Yeah. The birds are grabbing it before you can.
But it's good to be back. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we're just warming up, too.
Just warming up. So, see you guys later.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Go Bandits.
Yeah, go Bandits, actually. Yeah, for sure. They're good. Oh, I forgot to record.
Oh, word?
Imagine?
Done that before.